John, what are your thoughts on that Bradford Bulls performance, the youngest ever Bradford Northern Bradford Bulls side?
I was delighted there. I thought the first half were absolutely magnificent, and it was only when we fatigued and had to put a completely young team out that they came through the other side. They'd obviously had a rocket at half time, and you know, in the 15 minutes after half time, they'd 10 sets, we'd 2 sets. They'd scored 3 tries and the game had gone. And, you know, it was hard for our lads to keep the heads up. And, you know, we picked up 2 or 3 ankle injuries as well to the young men. But I'm really proud of them. I thought their effort was fantastic. I thought the most senior fringe players led from the front, and they've certainly done themselves some good with regard to looking at Batley and Lee the week after. And obviously the young men have done themselves a load of good, and the experience will have done them good as well, because, you know, Barrow have got some good players. I mean, Martin Aspinwall and Dalymore, you know, Aspinwall's played for England, Dalymore's an established championship player, and there are many others. So very happy with what we've seen, and I think it bodes well for the future.
I think a telling stat is that the oldest player out there was Colton Roach at 25 years of age.
Yeah, that's a telling stat, but the other telling stat is that they had 10 sets and we had 2 at the start of that first 15 minutes, and over the second half it was 23 sets to 10. You can't defend that, not when you've got players playing out of position, and when you've got the senior players having a blow. So congratulations to Barrow, well done, but I think we could take a great deal from that, especially when we were fresh and we had our more established players out there. In the first half, it ended up at 6-4 to us at half time, so that's pleasing to me. But their attitude, their effort, and their application was fantastic.
Did that first half surprise you at all, John, to be leading 6-4?
No, well, the scoreline might have done, but the standard rugby league didn't. We've got some good young players, and they'll only get better. And anybody who's watched tonight, I think they can feel pretty excited about what's around the corner, because the first team's a young team, but this was an even younger team. You know, this was you could say it was an under-21 team at certain times. I think there was one time when there was just Colton Roach over 21 out there. So, they've done a magnificent job. And, you know, I thought Pickersgill, Roach, Magrin, Doyle and Bustin really led from the front as the more established players.
You mentioned a couple of leg injuries. 2 of those were Joe Brown and Keelan Foster. Is it too early to say?
And Elliot Cullen as well. All 3 have got similar injuries, you know, with their ankle injuries. So it just shows when you've got a good surface at Bradford, which we have, you appreciate it. But, it's part of rugby league. And hopefully they're just minor ligament injuries, but we'll obviously find out in the fullness of time.
It's tough coming up to Cumbria, John, at the best of times, probably even more so when you're blooding 10 young players here in the cauldron.
It's tough, yeah. I think the logistics make it tough. You know, I mean, we lost Matty Garside because he couldn't get over here, which was, again, took a bit of experience away from us. And obviously players have had to add time off work, and obviously they won't get back till well past midnight, so it makes it a tough trip. But Barrow do this, you know, when they play midweek over in Yorkshire and Lang, they've got to do that, so it's just part of the game. But I'd sooner focus on what our young men have done today and feel pretty satisfied with what they have done.
Ashley Gibson and Evan Hodgson also casualties from the originally named 18-man squad.
Yeah, Evan's got he's got tonsillitis, so he's missed, and Ash Gibson just failed a fitness test. But we're hoping that Ash, hopefully Joe Keyes, Jai Hitchcox, we're hopeful that they may well play next Wednesday in the reserve game. So if that's the case, that'll be a massive, massive boost to us.
How close did players like Harry Shackle and Murphy Smith come from making the debut? I know you took quite a few of the young academy players on the coach to Barrow this evening.
Yeah, well, we took them to give them experience, but we also took them because we were aware that there was 1 or 2 carrying knocks. We had fitness tests. We'd got Matty Garside having to work at his school before trying to get over here. So that we just had to cover every eventuality. And yes, they were very close. And yes, they've trained really well in the preparation for this. So as I say, that adds to the satisfaction in their preparation and in their performance, especially the first 40.
Have you ever coached a side, John, where you've given 10 debuts in a competitive game?
No. in a simple word, no. So it's, you know, and but I feel totally justified, you know, because we couldn't come up here with a similar team to what played on Sunday after the investment energy wise that they put in if we were to have any chance on next Sunday against Batley. So I feel justified in what we've done, and you know, hopefully our players who may well be featuring, the majority who will be featuring on Sunday, will be refreshed and ready to go into the battle.
Rowan Milnes put on social media that his operation was a success. Is the an estimated time that Rowan's going to be out, John?
Yeah, we think it'll be 7-8 weeks. You know, he's had a plate put in into his leg, and obviously that's to assist him. And if it's in a pot at the minute, but if it comes out of a pot and into a boot after 3 weeks or so, that allows you to get a bit of movement back and get the blood circulating there, so and get a bit of mobility. So we're hoping 7 weeks, but you know, the worst scenario I think will be 9 or 10.
But the Bulls are out of both cup competitions, the Challenge Cup and the 1895 now. John, a massive game against your former club, Batley at Oddsall. Is it now literally fully focused on finishing in the top five?
I will do when we've got home tonight, yeah. Yeah. So let's get home safe and sound, and we'll start thinking about that then.
And you obviously sound like Joe Keys hopefully being available next week. I mean, it must be great for Joe to be back in amongst it again.
Yeah, he's back in full. I mean, in all honesty, we were thinking about playing him tonight, but we just felt a 3.5 hour bus journey then to play, and a 3.5 hour back when you've had a back injury, it just wouldn't be any good for it. So that was the reason we took that decision. And yeah, I thought Kobe Green did a great job at halfback, and I thought Brandon Pickersgill was great as well at halfback. So you know, lots of plus points from that, but that was the reasoning behind it.
And Joe's training fully now, is he?
Yes, he is, yes. So, you know, hopefully he'll be out and about next Wednesday, which will make it worthwhile coming down to Oddsall to see how he and hopefully Jai and Ash get on.
Well, the thing is, with the halfback situation at the moment, it's a case of perhaps getting him back but not pushing him back too quickly.
We've got to hold our nerve, haven't we? We've got to, because you know, it's 15 games in, and is it 27 games in the season, so there's still a lot of the season left. So we've got to hold our nerve and make sure that when he comes back, he's ready to come back for the rest of the season.
Now, are you looking elsewhere at the moment, John? Because I know before you were sort of saying, obviously, you're going to give the two younger lads a run at half-back.
Been taken away from me, yeah. No, I mean, we'll see how Joe goes on next week. You know, I mean, obviously, we might either play Matty or Elliot Minchella there in the halves with Jordan this coming Sunday. I don't know, we haven't decided yet, but once we're over that, we'll see what next Wednesday brings, and then we'll see what's what.
Cheers, John. Thank you.